Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm here with a man that delivered the biggest boner last week, Rich Stambolian.
Listen, special delivery, that boner was on me, and now, it was from me.
Now, not like you've had some sort of blood flow to a certain section.
Yeah.
We're talking about goofing.
Yeah, goofed.
You done goofed.
I goofed last week, big time.
But listen, it worked out.
It did work out, and if you guys are trying to figure out what we're talking about, I kind of blew it with the $1 million belt thing. It was in our private group chat, and I do think Andrew wrote, "Hey guys, don't say this to anybody." And then I was so focused on like work last week that I was just like, "Where's this information coming from, dude?"
So last week when you did that, "Hey guys, welcome to Mad Men," right? We have tons of stuff to talk about. I have to be very careful today.
Yeah, dude.
But it's all good, man. I'm excited to be here, and I know there's a ton of new viewers, especially since the John Cena thing blew up. I have a lot of news about John Cena right now, and what's happening with there. And a lot of people were telling me, like, why would this be a problem for WWE? Obviously, it wasn't a WWE issue. I'm like, yes, it is.
Oh, for 100%.
There are plans for John right now, okay? Well, I'll just give you that little little blip. And then we'll go into the show. But last week, you know, we were talking about this, and we have this group chat. That's me, you, MG Geek, and Jonathan. That's it. Do you know how many people have messaged me and, like, how much can I pay to get in that group chat? They think it's like a Patreon group chat.
Right, yeah.
Like, they think it's like a, like, you could pay to get in here.
Let's do it.
I'm like, you know what? I would, whatever, but I can't, you know, it's like very small group of people that this conversation with. So there was no secret Patreon. It's not like a secret chat room. But I do think it would be cool to do like a Discord or some sort of secret chat where, you know, you kind of maybe first to know about things. Maybe. I don't know. This is all new stuff.
But that's that's tough.
It is tough.
Because if you break the news in that, that means that somebody in there is going to pay X amount of money to be in it or whatever. And then they're going to go, hey, straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, I don't like charging people for stuff, like, to my own detriment. Like, I'm really bad at that.
Why do you charge me to be on?
I mean, I'm good. I'm used to it. I have my notes. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go through our notes today, and then we'll, whatever comes up, and then if I need to interject something, we'll do that. I think that's the best way to do it. End of the show, guys. I know a ton of you have questions. Submit your questions in the chat room here on YouTube, youtube.com/MattMenPodcast. We broadcast live each and every week, generally on Thursdays, sometimes on Saturdays, depending if it aligns. But we do a Q&A every single week. This Sunday, we will be live on the Wrestling Observer F4W YouTube account.
It's going to be a big one.
With our Double or Nothing watch along. I'm very excited for this. We're also going to be doing some really cool stuff with those guys at the Observer and F4W.
That I'm excited about that.
So I guess I could say this now. We're headed to Chicago for All Out. We're going to be in Chicago for the show. I believe Rich and I are going to do a live show in Chicago. We may do a panel in Chicago. We're going to do a lot of stuff. So we're going to be there in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I was offered to go to SummerSlam. In Vegas. I guess we could talk about that.
Sure.
I was asked to go to SummerSlam in Vegas. So I'm going to confirm something right now. I know it's been circulating around the internet, but SummerSlam will be in Las Vegas. It is not on the date that everybody thinks it is. Let me just say that.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it out there. I've been battling this story internally. Within my own brain to talk about,
like,
this.
Inside yourself.
I'm still, I've had every indicator pointing that it's this specific date. I'm not going to give the date yet.
Okay.
But it is not a date that any of you people think it is. By you people, I mean Rich and nobody else on my couch. That's who I'm talking about.
That guy?
That guy over there. That guy, he has no clue.
All right.
And by the way, they're going to do it in a huge stadium. They're doing it where the Raiders play. Mm. What is it called? Resilient? Reliant Stadium, where the Raiders are playing. So that, I guess that's all I'm gonna say. Okay, if you want my quote, I'm gonna tell you that I can confirm SummerSlam is in Vegas. It is in Reliant Field.
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm not like,
come on,
Johnny,
somebody fix me here. Somebody fix me. My brain. I should know this. Think Reliant. I had it in the freaking notes.
Allegiant.
Allegiant?
Unless MG Geek spelled that completely
wrong. Let me set this over. Do you know why I've been calling it Reliant? Mm. Somebody's been sending me Reliant Field, and it's like stuck in my head now. Oh, they will be at Allegiant Field, okay? They will be in Allegiant Stadium. There you go.
Okay, Allegiant Stadium.
Yes. SummerSlam will take place in Las Vegas in Allegiant Stadium. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people they're going to fit in that building. I assume they're going to go full capacity. That's just my own personal assumption. However, it is not on the date that people think it is.
So all you can really say is that SummerSlam is happening in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium on a day.
On a day.
On a day.
On a day. That is not what you think.
It could be a Tuesday.
Now, listen.
Could be a Monday.
I actually prefer to be wrong.
Why?
About the day.
Really?
Yeah.
How come? You like to show the peasants that you're fallible?
Yes, kind of, yeah. No, because I find it interesting. Mm-hmm. The only thing that indicates to me, and it's not a two-night thing. Let me just say that. From what I understand. It is not happening in September. WrestleMania is not happening in September. Let me just put that out there too. A lot of people were asking if it's September, if it's going to be July. It's not July. It's going to be in August. Just on a day that I did not anticipate. Okay? Two, it is a very big show.
Yeah.
I know the main event. I think it's a very big main event, especially by like today's WWE standards. It's a match that we haven't seen happen too often. Okay? Mm-hmm. I consider this a pretty big main event.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's what you mentioned,
yeah,
then that's pretty rocking.
Okay? Like, it's pretty rocking. There is a guest host. Okay?
And you can't talk about that.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Unless I get you really worked up.
Unless you get me very worked up. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I got to be fancy. I got to wear my Louboutins to talk about this.
Really?
I got to wear my red bottoms to talk about this.
You have Louboutins?
I do. I do have a pair of Louboutins. I got to wear my red bottoms. I got to be a fancy boy to talk about who the person is, the host is.
We can't even drop hints, right?
I don't want to drop any hints.
Okay.
But
it's bizarre. I'll tell you that.
You know what? It is bizarre.
But it does equal summer in a weird way. Right?
Is this person a summer themed human being?
I think so. I think if you take a step back and you're like, yeah, like hot boy and or girl summer.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right.
Okay. You know what? If we're going with the hot boy or hot girl summer, I would say that this person would fit the vibe.
We're such teases right now. Look at that.
I you know what? I don't want the only reason why I'm not. I this is very early stuff.
Right, right, right.
And I don't want to get Craig from catering in trouble.
Donnie.
Donnie from catering and
Craig's
trouble.
The janitor.
I have notes here. I know that this is a little slow. Can I?
No. Please.
I'm going to say something here, okay?
Okay, I want you to say something.
You want me to talk about the main event of SummerSlam?
Are you gonna like circle it a little bit? Because it is pretty rocking.
I am going to circle it. Let me see here. I'm reading this. Sorry, guys. Okay.
Tim Anger had a good guess. Is it Summer Rae?
Is it Summer Rae? No. And it's not Eva Marie. A lot of people are going to think because I mentioned the red. It's not Eva Marie. So forget about what I said about that. Don't. It has nothing to do with
guys,
that.
Guys, the main event of SummerSlam is Eva Marie versus Goldberg. You heard it here first. Imagine if it was the first intergender
Listen,
tag.
Listen, all I'm going to say is...
Intergender which, match.
Can you imagine?
Eva Marie versus Goldberg.
Bill Goldberg, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the match. By the way, that's the main event. I'm going to say, what you can't see, you can't believe.
That's a good one. But that's also kind of like saying if you can't see, you
can't believe. And that's all I'm going to say about the main event of WrestleMania at SummerSlam.
But also, it's almost saying you can look, but you can't touch.
I am saying you can look, but you can't touch, but I'm not saying you can look, but you can't touch.
Very
what I'm saying is you can't see what you can't believe.
It's Kane. So it's Kane.
It's got to be Kane. Yeah.
Did you navigate that well?
I did navigate
that
very well.
Do you think you navigated that very well?
I think I did that very well. The, so whatever, dissect that however you want. So, by the way, I have tons of stuff. And by the way, all of this stuff is leading. What is this on me? I got schmutz on me.
It went from your arm to, yeah. Is that an insect?
No, it's like lint.
It went from your arm to your chest.
So a lot of stuff is moving around right now. Okay. Let's go into this John Cena weird story.
Yeah, that shit was nuts.
Okay, so guys, I didn't make him apologize. Like, I don't know why people are mad at me. Like,
yeah,
I didn't
weird.
Make him apologize to China. A lot of people also don't know what the background to this is.
Come on now. You did make John Cena apologize to China.
I did make
you John called Cena. Him up. You were like, listen, Jern. You gotta apologize in Mandarin to the Chinese
right
people.
Right now.
Right
at
now.
At this very moment.
And he was like, no problem, boss.
So
I'll get right on that.
I guess what we could do. So Cena was forced, and I'm going to say forced, because no normal person in the right mind would find a need to apologize to a country for referring to Taiwan
as a country,
which I believe is the Republic of China, mm-hmm. right? That is their official name, the Republic of China for Taiwan, because Taiwan was based when communism came into China.
Right.
All the non-communists, the major party leaders fled and they went to this island. And that island is Taiwan. They operate in listen, I don't even care about the political stuff. Who cares?
Well, I think it's, I believe, and listen, I believe that China considers Taiwan a rogue state. And when John Cena mentioned Taiwan as a country, China got pretty pissed
off. You know
what?
You know what? They need to calm down a little
bit.
Who cares? It's John Cena. We're not talking about a political dignitary.
It would have been great if somebody and like somebody high up in like the political structure in China said, guys, who cares? It's John Cena. Guys, seriously, it's John Cena.
I know. It's so bizarre to me. So he did like, guys, it was a very awkward video. It's like a white background. It was posted on the Fast and the Furious 9 page on the Chinese social media platform.
Wow.
That's like Facebook.
Yeah.
So it was like very... it was like very closed to who got the seats. Obviously, John Cena's posting it, so everybody's going to post this around. It was just a bizarre apology. He just apologized a million times, talked about how he respects the Chinese people and he respects China. Like, nobody's saying you don't respect China, bro.
You know,
nobody like
that's the that I feel like, listen, we're not gonna get political or anything, but I feel like that's the apology.
But he's not
that
a politician.
Country, but that's the apology the country wanted. Plus, like, this guy has spent the last, what, like 5 or 6 years learning Mandarin?
Yeah, because they made him. He's a robot. Now I'm fully convinced he's a cyborg.
And also, like, the Fast and the Furious franchise is the
huge
biggest franchise. It's the biggest money making franchise in the world.
Yeah.
And that is because of that market, you know, specifically. Yeah. That Asian market pours millions and millions of dollars into that franchise.
Well, here's my question to you. What was the consequence if he said, get the hell out of here?
He would have been deleted from the Fast movie.
All right. Guaranteed. Fine. Delete me.
Guaranteed.
Delete me.
Like,
delete
just me. How, did you watch Army of the Dead?
I didn't watch Army of the Dead, no.
Army of the Dead was a lot of fun. They completely replaced Chris D'Elia in the movie. They digitally scrubbed him from the movie because of the allegations and all that. They spent millions of dollars to get this dude out of the movie.
Out of the movie.
And they put Ting Notaro in. And you know what? Seamless. Who's to say that somebody could turn around and be like, yo, get John Cena out of here. I want Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Listen, I like, is it money? Is it a money thing? Is it like a career thing? Because sometimes, like, for me, listen, I'm not in that position, so I can't say what I would do if I was in that position. But Andrew Zarian today, right? Andrew Zarian of today.
Did you call yourself Andrew Pizarian?
Andrew Pizarian. Andrew Huzarian, according to Wrestling Inc.
Zarian.
Huzarian. If that was me, I would be like, guys, this is silly. Enough. I'm not talking about this. Don't come to me with this. I'm never going to answer this phone call. This is what we're talking about today with everything happening.
Right.
Like, this is your problem. See you guys later.
I think it disappointed a lot of fans because they wanted John Cena to turn around and go, oops, and then do this shit.
Yeah.
You know? Listen, it didn't happen. Whatever.
Whatever. Like, whatever. He did what he did. He made the decision. I don't know the internals of this. All I do know, however, is that this caused a massive... issue in WWE. Now, I don't know based on the executive level what the concept was. I know that Vince sent an email. I know that. I don't know what was in that email.
Like, to China at China.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get him on the horn.
So I don't know what was in that email, but I do know a lot of the talent was disappointed in him.
Mm-hmm.
There was that was the word that I heard overwhelmingly was, yeah, a lot of these guys were disappointed that, you know, that he apologized in the way that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, guys, I don't think that's the problem. I think he apologized the way that he did because of his lack of grasp of Mandarin. Obviously, he speaks Mandarin.
Right.
And that's, by the way, very difficult language. And that's mm-hmm. astounding that he could speak it because he learned it at a later age.
And he's John Cena.
But I just don't think that he has a grasp on the language.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I speak multiple languages.
Right.
I would say English is my strongest language.
I hope so.
I hope so, because it's not that great. But, like, my Armenian, I speak it very well, but at a fifth or sixth grade vocabulary.
Right, right.
Like, my vocabulary is not in depth.
It's limited. It's
very limited.
Blunt.
Like, I have the accent and everything, but I can't really say the words because I don't know a lot of words. So, I think for him, it was maybe one of those, and that's why he kept saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. But there was disappointment, and this, you know, this affects the company because he's still under contract, and they have plans for John. Like, very soon they have plans for John.
Yeah.
So, it sucks, you know, it's a crappy situation. I feel bad that he was put in that situation. I feel worse that was the decision he made to go through with it. And obviously there was outside pressure, tremendous pressure. It could have been the studio said, listen, you'll never work with us again. You'll never be in another movie. You'll never be on TV again. And this is it.
Kuru Metariku in the chat room made a statement. China is one of the most important markets for films and only allows a few non-Chinese films a year. It literally could have cost the movie studio millions and millions of dollars. And John Cena could have been blacklisted if he didn't make that apology.
Very, very good point. There could have been a morality clause in the video stating that, you know, he would owe tremendous money if it impacted. Like, can you imagine if John Cena caused the Fast and Furious franchise not to go in China? And, you know, he's good. Yeah, he'll be gone. So there's a lot of reasons. I don't know if any of those that I listed are the reasons, but in doing business, I know that there's a ton of these morality clauses
that
inside of these contracts. And China's weird. It's a very different country. They are very protective of, you know, what people say about it.
Right, right, right.
Without going into politics, because this is not a political show. I think it's a crappy situation all in all. Let me just say that.
Yeah. And you know what? I think also, like, wrestling fans really jumped down the guy's throat, you know, because they wanted, they want John
Captain Cena. America.
They don't want John Cena, the man or the movie star. They want John Cena, the guy from Monday Night Raw. You know,
yeah.
And it's still interesting how people like get worked by like that kayfabe a little bit.
Yeah, listen, man, per my personal opinion, weird apology. Okay. You know, it was weird. The whole thing, very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Backstage firing. So last week I had mentioned that there were firings coming, layoffs coming, I should say, to NXT UK. I asked about that. I was told that, they are going to downsize that, but there is also part of it is that they released a bunch of people from TV and digital. They're merging the TV and digital teams together. Kevin Dunn will be in charge of both departments. And they are moving into the new building. Now, if this wasn't WWE, right? And I'm looking at their business end of stuff. Mm-hmm. If this was any other company, I would tell you 100% they are preparing to sell. They're preparing to be acquired by another company.
Okay.
Like, you know, a massive, you know, because it's a publicly traded company. So you acquire all the top
stuff. They're getting ready.
Yeah. I don't know because it's WWE, but I've seen this pattern. So what they're doing, they're merging departments. They're cutting costs. Also, a reason for that would be the fact that the revenue that they have been earning over this pandemic has been astronomical, and it's beat all expectations because of their expenses. They cut all their expenses by not traveling. Now they're going to go back to traveling, so their expenses are going to rise. So this is a way to kind of balance it out so the book looks better. That could also be an option.
Sure.
However, Nick Khan and the moves that this guy is making internally with his structuring, he's obviously bringing in a lot of his people, which generally that's what happens. He's running the show there. But it is interesting how they're merging departments, cutting costs. You see this when companies are getting preparing for an evaluation for a sale. Now, I'm not saying that's what they're doing, but that's how I would see it if it was some other company. WWE is its own thing, so you never know.
Pretty fascinating, too, because, like, didn't Jeff Bezos just buy MGM for, like, $8 billion?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's to say he's not going to buy WWE?
I don't. You know what? I don't think it's going to... To me, it really points at NBC really is okay. interested. And Fox and NBC are going to... Listen, bidding war, man.
Great.
I don't know if this is what they're going to do, but it is interesting. They're really restructuring this company. To be more streamlined, so more less people, more responsibilities, which I think is a positive. And this has been something that we've always said, you know, too much bloat doesn't help. Adnan was let go after 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Adnan Virk?
Adnan Virk, yeah.
Not General Adnan.
Not General Adnan, no. What did you think of that?
Listen, I feel like he was the new guy, right? Like, he was the new guy. I think WWE has... for the last few years goes with a lot of what social media says, and a lot of fans I think gave Adnan Virk a chance, but I also think a lot of fans threw him under the bus as like another Mike Adamley. And yeah. I feel like it's like if somebody could look up the tenure of Mike Adamley and Adnan Virk, I feel like they're going to be like a very similar length of time.
What was his start date? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It was April though. I think it was like 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, somebody would know in the
chat. It was after WrestleMania.
Okay. So I could tell you on May 8th, Jimmy Smith, which they have hired to replace Jimmy Smith, the MMA fighter and the MMA color commentator, he did an audition at SmackDown, and he's been working with Michael Cole this entire time.
Cool.
So they liked what they saw, and there were a bunch of other people that auditioned too, by the way. He wasn't the only one. I got to find the names. I could find them, but I don't know who else was there. I feel terrible for Adnan. This was both of them realized this was not working from like the second week. The first week they were all like, oh crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all realized that this is not going to work. Second week, everybody was done. Mm-hmm. It didn't work. When you don't know the product. And by the way, Adnan Virk, he's watched wrestling.
Right.
He's not like totally blindsided by wrestling. Jimmy Smith, however, not a wrestling fan. I believe his wrestling knowledge ends in like 1990, 1991.
But you also don't know, you know, like
you also don't know.
He may kayfabe it at some point. Jerry the King is about a block away, by the way.
Is he really?
Yeah. I feel like that's a tough job to do. And you hear these horror stories about wrestlers and personalities from WWE who have to deal with that pressure. To do the live show.
Dude, it's tremendous.
People
pressure.
In your ear. And you got to hand it to Michael Cole and Corey Graves, you know, for doing such a tremendous job, you know, or like JR for years, you know, like all those guys. And you like that horror story about Mick Foley. Mick Foley was going to be on commentary until he was like, I can't do this.
Vince drove him. Vince caused him to. Vince made him go to TNA.
The hardcore legend. Like yeah. Vince drove him so nuts in his earpiece that he was like, I can't do this. You know, CM Punk also.
Jonathan is here.
Who?
I don't know. Somebody's here.
Papa John's though.
Yeah, he needs to walk. He needs to open the door though and come in.
Does he know how to use a door?
I don't think so. So Jimmy Smith has been hired to replace Adnan. Now this is also an interesting transition because he's a color commentary guy and he's going to go in as a play-by-play guy. What I think they really should do.
This guy's here. Yo, you're so sweaty, bro.
Hold on. Get on Rich's camera and say hello. Get on Rich's camera. There you go.
Am I in the camera?
Yeah. There
you go. Oh, what's up? Oh, Papa John's. How you doing?
Everybody's here.
Spencer, get out of here. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Is this mic on?
I can turn it on. There you go.
You got to stay close to it, man. You know how a microphone works.
Yeah.
There's a hot chick on the... on the train.
Oh, we're going to Babe Talk.
Did you chase after?
What?
It looks like you chased after her. Is she okay?
He's all sweaty. All right. He's going to catch his breath while we continue this. So, I don't know, man. I hope the best. I hope Jimmy Smith does well because, Vince is still trying to replace JR after all these years.
Do you think he's trying to replace JR or do you think he's like trying to get another Michael Cole? Because Michael Cole was the one guy who really played ball.
Michael Cole's his favorite.
Yeah.
Because he all he did was emulate Vince, a young Vince.
Who'd have thought he went from being called Hermie to being like the most tenured announcer in WWE? Yeah. Do you think, I got a question for you. Do you think if they let Michael Cole go, he'd announce for another company, or you think he'd be done?
I think he would be, he would take a vice president role in the company in some capacity.
Okay.
He would, he's a lifer, this guy. And by the way, I got to tell you, Michael Cole gets a lot of unnecessary crap.
He really does.
He's actually very good. If no, he's allowed great. To do what he's doing, he's very, very good. So, let's see.
I like your text. Jonathan, open the door. Come in.
Hey, you want to hear my new impersonation?
Yeah, please. What is All it? Right. Who is it this time?
All right. Hey, guys, it's me, Dr. Fauci. Mask on, mask off. Who knows? I don't know anymore.
You know we did that last week, right?
I know you did that. Did I?
Yeah. Oh, we did a whole Dr. Fauci bit last
week.
Oh,
man.
Yo, are you okay, man?
Oh, man. Jonathan okay? Jonathan threw me off.
You got to go to the doctor?
I got to go to the doctor. That's it.
And even yesterday when you called me, you were like, I got a new impression. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I'm going to do it on the show tomorrow.
You know what? I totally forgot who it is.
And I was like, great. That's awesome.
I totally forgot who it was then. Mm. Then it wasn't this.
And then I said, I'm going to do my Bill Clinton impression.
You did, yeah.
Which was, give me a piece of paper and I'll draw boobies on it.
Perfect. That's
does it. Does it?
Yeah. Let me hear you, Jonathan.
Testing.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Should I just hold it? I'll just hold
it. Yeah. Just hold it. So we'll find out with Jimmy Smith, right?
Sure.
SmackDown ratings 1.83 million. Not bad. Not terrible. Not good. Raw, however, drew the lowest audience and key demo rating of the year. I believe the key demo was the lowest of all time. 1.6 million. This is a very low number. Considering the fact that they did not go up against a major basketball game. I mean, obviously, early playoffs. Yeah. There was no, it wasn't late finals. It wasn't football. So, not great. And
I gotta say something.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Raw. I haven't watched Raw for the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Very therapeutic.
Very therapeutic.
Very therapeutic. I feel so good not watching it.
Dude, it's rough. You know what it is? They have some elements that are like, this is really good. And then they... But the 3 hours really sucks the energy out of it.
It does.
You know, it really does. And they're not going away from that. So really, the only thing worth mentioning was Riddle Xavier Woods. Very good match.
Yes.
Enjoyed that. So also, it was announced that WWE will be touring. There's a, what is it, 25 city tour that they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
25 venue tour. Friday, July 23rd, SmackDown at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland. Monday, July 26th, Raw T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Friday, July 30th, SmackDown Target Center in Minneapolis. And I believe there was some more dates. I don't have those dates also. So I could tell you that the Texas show from last week that we discussed, they're selling, WWE tickets are selling at the rate that they were in 2019.
Wow.
So, pre-pandemic sale numbers, it hasn't, but I don't know if that's a positive or negative, right? Either that means that, oh, okay, that's great, that people are going back out to what it was, or it means, oh, crap, it's not a hot ticket like we thought it would be, and this is the hot moment, so yeah. It's going to dwindle from here. WWE has not done a great convincing job of convincing you to go and watch these shows over the last year.
That
so
is true.
Now we're in a rebuilding, but I'm telling you right now, guys, they have a plan. I've mentioned this plan for God knows how long. They are bringing people back. That is going to be the big seller. These big pay-per-views, like SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania. Forget WrestleMania. We know it's going to be huge. But those three that I mentioned are going to be very big shows. I'm preparing you.
Yeah.
I would say Survivor Series may be bigger than SummerSlam.
For sure.
I have to confirm, but I believe Survivor Series could be bigger.
If what we spoke about is true, then I agree with that 100%. And also, you can look, but you can't touch.
You can look, but you can't touch, ever.
That's
ever.
Generally the theme of these teasers we're giving you guys.
By the way, we're not saying the Bellas are headlining Survivor Series, so maybe they are.
Or are we? The Bellas versus Goldberg.
Andy Bellamy returned soon. Yeah, it's the Bellas versus Bill Goldberg and his stepdaughter, Eva Marie.
Oh, boy.
No, you want to fight my stepdaughter?
You know what I want?
What?
I want Bellas.
Are you going to get horny or you're
no,
actually?
This is normal. Okay. Yeah, man, I want the Bellas versus Goldberg and John Cena tag team match fight.
I wouldn't mind that either.
I want to see.
You want to see Nikki Bella and John Cena? And,
yeah, I want to see an STFU on Nikki Bella.
Okay. Listen, man, anything is possible right now.
Yeah, I think you just gave him the idea for a main event where it's like John Cena and Nikki versus Brie and Goldberg.
So the chat room is saying Lesnar versus Brie Bella. I don't want to see that. I like Brie. I
imagine Brie if that's the direction they go and they're like just Nikki. Like the like biggest Brie. Dudes ever versus like the tiniest women.
I have
dressers.
To tell you, I'm not going to go into the detail because somebody told me this personally.
Oh, was it Donnie? Was it Donnie from Catering?
It was Donnie from Catering. Somebody that I know met the Bellas. Their child loves the Bellas, okay? Mm-hmm. Their daughter. And they ran into them in Arizona, I don't know where. Yeah. She said, I've never met two nicer human beings in my life.
Really?
They were in the middle of something, and my daughter went up to them, and like the nicest, sweetest people you will ever meet, and that she couldn't believe that they took so much time.
That's really nice.
But do you think it was just because it was like a little daughter? Like, if I would have went up to them.
Oh, they're like,
I'm not getting that time.
Not with that Jerry Lawler shirt.
They're also
had to impress you.
I like it.
They're also both strapped. They have like little pistols in their purses, so just in case a dude like you shows up,
it's all good.
Yeah,
I do like your shirt.
I do appreciate too.
It. Yeah, it's a nice shirt. I like your earring too.
Thank you.
It's very Shawn Michaelsy.
No, you know what? It's very LT.
That's right.
I put Jordans on to try to, you know, get with the whole.
Why
style
are you trying to impress this guy?
Well, I might head into the city with him, so I got to impress the people around him.
You mean the babes?
Yeah, the babes.
So a lot going on there. Obviously, we spoke about SummerSlam news and the top of the show. Sorry, man, we're all over the place today.
Just staple $100 bill to your forehead. You want to impress them? That's what you do.
NXT on Tuesday night. Pete Dunne with Oney Lorcan defeated Bobby Fish. Really good match. I really enjoyed that match. Bobby Fish looked good.
Do you think Bobby Fish could main event NXT shows?
You know what? I would like to see that, but I don't think it would be like a, wow, Bobby Fish is main eventing. I do have to tell you, though, more and more, I'm getting impressed with Karrion Kross. Not that I wasn't impressed with him.
Yes.
There's a shot I put in the group, and it's him like with the belt. And he looks like Stone Cold, man. He's really gnarly looking. I loved it.
He's got that cranium.
Yeah. Very interesting. Ember Moon and Shotzi Blackheart defeated the NXT Women's Champions. Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai. Mercedes Martinez defeated Zayda Ramir? Ramir? Is that how you say it?
Zayda Ramir?
Yeah.
I think so.
So Cameron Grimes and Ted DiBiase in a $1 million face-off. LA Knight showed up. Interrupted. You're getting ready for an LA Knight Cameron Grimes match that the winner will be crowned the $1 million champion.
I'm really excited about this, to be honest.
I believe the date is June 8th for the $1 million belt.
The last time it was around was what, 2011? 2010? When
when his son had it.
Yeah. What year was that? 9?
2009?
Probably 9.
Probably right? 9, 10, 11. And you know what? My memory of that era is it doesn't exist. Because I was so out, I was so disconnected with wrestling. I would watch the pay-per-views, obviously, but I just didn't give a shit about SmackDown. And I think that was a SmackDown storyline.
I think that was also before we really started the show.
Yeah.
And they just gave it to him. Like, at least now there's a match for it.
Didn't Golda steal it? And then Maryse was involved, right? Wasn't Maryse involved?
Cody, I feel like Maryse might have like been like, was his valet, right?
Ted DiBiase Jr.?
Yeah.
I think so. What a weird era, right?
I have such a murky memory of that.
Like, think about it this way. You had Cody Rhodes. You had Dusty Rhodes' son. Mm-hmm. Goldust also, but you had Dusty's son. You had Ted's son.
Uh-huh. You had Haku's son, too, for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting time, you know?
And they were feuding with Punk. I feel like that was such a good, like, mini feud, and it kind of went nowhere. Like, they gave Punk a concussion.
Yeah.
Fatu left. Not Fatu. Was it Manu?
2010, 2011.
Yeah. They were part of that crew together.
He left.
Yeah.
And then when Punk came back, I think it was just like dissolved. Like Legacy was dissolved, right? Or they ended up with Randy Orton again.
Punk wasn't in there.
No. He was feuding with Orton, DiBiase,
yes.
Manu,
and
Cody.
See, you know more. You remember that way more than me.
So I'm looking at it. On May 17th episode of Raw, DiBiase revealed his own Virgil, which was just Virgil.
Freaking great.
And you're right. The great Ayaz Akhtar has confirmed it was Maryse and Ted DiBiase Jr.
Wow. Weird memory I have of that. So, I'm cool with this. Whatever. I was told June 8th for the title.
Mm-hmm.
I was never told this week, so a lot of people speculated that we meant this week. I maybe by mistake, you said, oh, are we going to see it next week? I said $1 million back, the $1 million mm-hmm. belts back, baby, or something like that last week. So a lot of people thought I meant for this week.
This week, yeah. No.
June 8th, $1 million belt. I'm kind of into this. I think LA Knight would be a really good $1 million champion.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel it for him, and it might be an interesting rub.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to work, but on paper, like in my mind, I think it'll work.
I think it'll work because the whole thing with this is just frustrating the hell out of Cameron Grimes, right?
Yeah,
that's the point. Like, him getting so frustrated that he loses his mind. Adam Y in the chat room says, Andrew looks like he should be wearing a gold chain.
Dude, I just
spaghetti.
Took mine off. I took my gold chain off, and I have a Greek link bracelet. Gold
want
bracelet.
One? I got a couple extras.
I know you have a bunch.
And Leonard says, it's a lovely shirt, to be
thank
fair.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that polka dots?
It is.
It's polka dots.
No, it's like little hamburgers.
It's actually little, his face, just like real small.
Yeah.
My favorite suit of all time, not to go into fashion, but the old Egyptian president that got taken down, he had a pinstripe suit, and the pinstripe was his name just over and over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like Macho Man.
Yeah.
You know what my wife told me today? She's like, this morning, she's like, if there was like a way someone's like, hey, you want to be a dictator of like a really messed up country? I would say yes. Like a very aggressive country.
Uh-huh.
I would be like, yeah, of course. I mean, like, it's not even a question.
It could happen.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of international viewers.
We do have a ton of international viewers, and I have no problem. If you want me to take your country over and just be a dictator, not like a bad dictator. I'm not going to be like a terrible person. I'm not going to commit crimes against humanity. However, I'm going to dress up like in that whole garb.
Who's to say that there's some country we never heard of that uses all their internet to tune into our show once a week?
And now they worship us?
And then they're just, no, they worship you.
Well, it's like, you know, that during World War II, like by the Marshall Islands and everything, we were using for like airstrips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, in return, we were bringing them food and like goods. And when the war ended, we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And for years after the war, they worshiped, they prayed to the gods to deliver the food and stuff to them.
Just take over the set.
Yeah, they worship like planes. They worship like aviation.
Yeah,
fascinating.
The cargo cults.
Yeah.
What are you? What would you rename the country?
The country of Zarian. Zarian land.
Zarian land?
Yeah.
They should call it like Unzeristan.
Unzeristan. Unzeristan. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I'm your supreme leader. And military garb, always.
And they have two rules. They have to start a podcast or get into nightlife.
That's it.
Those are the two rules.
our biggest
fourth podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah. We just
mandatory
have
podcasting.
We just talk about wrestling and strippers. That's it.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne, Kyle O'Reilly next week. Pete Dunne, Kyle O'Reilly, Johnny Gargano. The winner will get a title shot at TakeOver in Your House. When is that day? When is TakeOver in Your House? Do we have a date? Is it June 8th?
It might be June 8th, right? What day is June 8th?
Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ratings were 698,000.
June 13th, Sunday.
June 13th. Oh, is it really? They're putting it on a Sunday. Okay. Maybe we'll get it. You know what? Maybe we'll get it. Maybe we won't get the winner, right? They won't crown the $1 million champion on June 8th, but maybe they'll show that it's for, you know, June 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hosted by Todd
Pettengale. Yeah, Todd Pettengale. 95.5 WPLJ, Scott and Todd in the mornings. Let's see. AEW Dynamite this Friday, 10 p.m. East. By the way, get your questions ready because I'm going to be doing a heavy Q&A here before we wrap it up. We got to get out of here in 15 minutes.
Yeah, baby.
Dynamite this Friday. Joey Janela versus Hangman Page. Jade Cargill. This is a go-home show, by the way.
Yeah.
Jade Cargill, open challenge.
Excited.
Miro versus Dante Martin.
Great.
Anthony Ogogo, Cody Rhodes, weigh-in.
Great.
Inner Circle celebrates their greatest moments, and guess who is hosting it? Eazy-E, Eric Bischoff.
Oh, boy.
Eric Bischoff is going to be involved. Evil Uno, Stu Grayson versus Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky. Darby Allin versus Cesar Bononi. Sheeta, number one. Sheeta, AEW Women's Championship, 1 year celebration. She's been champion for a year. Orange Cassidy responds to the offer of Kenny Omega. Double or Nothing buy-in begins at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Main card at 8 p.m. The buy-in is going to see the NWA Women's World Championship on the line with Serena Deeb versus Riho. What did my video freeze here? Sorry, guys. Did I lose my intranet? The main show, let's go through this very quickly. Hangman Page, Brian Cage. What do you think, Rich?
Excited.
Okay. Who do you think's taking it?
I'm going to go Hangman.
Okay. Sting, Darby Allin versus Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky. Dave Meltzer said this may main event the show.
I'm going with Sting and Darby.
Okay. I would hope so. This is not a cinematic match.
Can't wait.
Casino Battle Royale.
You skip Cody and Anthony Agogo.
On the list? I don't even have it there.
Yeah.
You see it? Oh, there it is.
Right there.
Cody and Cody versus Anthony Agogo. I think Anthony Agogo takes it.
Same here. Bloody match.
Maybe, yeah. Old school. Battle Royal, Christian Cage, Matt Sydal, Powerhouse Hobbs, 10, Evil Uno, Colt Cabana, Matt Hardy, Isaiah Cassidy, Mark Quinn, Jungle Boy, Penta, The Acclaimed, Nick Camarado, Lee Johnson, Dustin Rhodes, Varsity Blondes. The winner receives a future title shot. I don't know if there's like a secret guy.
Pentagon.
I said Penta.
No, I'm going Pentagon.
Oh, you're going Pentagon.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Christian.
Okay. Christian.
Stadium Stampede, Pinnacle versus Inner Circle. I'm hoping I enjoy this more than the previous one.
Are they doing it the same?
No, they're doing it partially cinematic.
Wasn't that the same? Was the last one partially?
I thought the last one was full.
I thought it was partial. Didn't they start in the ring and then it went out to the field?
But there was nobody there, remember? There was no audience. So it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Who's taking it?
I think Pinnacle.
And you were going to get the breakup of the Inner Circle?
I think it's time.
Jericho gets a break.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Everybody goes their separate ways.
He goes on tour finally.
Yeah.
Jericho, and Jericho's, he's hurt.
He's banged up, yeah.
He's like very, his elbow's not good.
Is he doing a cruise this summer?
Not this summer.
Or would it be
the cruise is, I believe, in the winter. I think it's
February.
Is it October? Did they move it to that? We got to talk about that.
I want to say yes.
I hate cruises, but we got to talk about that.
I've only been on one.
I'm going to barf in that fucking ring if I go. I swear to God.
Would you go if it was offered?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would. But I'm telling you, I would throw up in that ring. That I would rush the ring and just vomit on live TV. That would be my thing.
Because you get seasick or just because?
I get so seasick. It's obscene now. And I never got seasick until I went to Las Vegas. I was in an elevator in the Wynn and something happened to me. The elevator was I was on a high floor. The elevator's going up. When I got off that elevator,
were you
I
on a
fell.
High floor no, or like I a fell. High floor?
No, I was sober. Okay. I fell and I couldn't gain my balance. I couldn't stand. And I got serious vertigo. Couldn't figure it out. And it was like I was on a boat. And it's the same effect after that. I cannot go on a cruise. Even now, if I take an elevator one floor, I get a little off.
Did you know this about Andrew? When he takes an elevator, he does it in a handstand.
That's the problem.
That might be why. He's going to like the top of the Empire State Building on a handstand.
Where were we? Oh, AEW World Tag Team Championship, Young Bucks versus John Moxley, Eddie Kingston. I think Moxley and Kingston should get this.
I agree with you.
Eddie, the brother of Kofi, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
We're cousins.
We're cousins. Bro, we're from Yonkers. We're cousins. AEW TNT Championship, Miro versus Lance Archer with Jake Roberts versus Jake Roberts. I would love that. I think Miro retains.
Yep.
AEW Women's World Championship, Shida versus Britt Baker. Britt Baker needs to get this title.
I agree. And she needs an action figure.
Listen, and she does need an action figure. But they did do the right thing by Shida. She held the title for a year. They celebrate. Okay, now we got to go into something else. And AEW World Championship, Kenny Omega versus Pac versus Orange Cassidy. Cassidy O'Reilly, I was going to call him. Who the hell is Cassidy O'Reilly?
That's the guy that gives us all the dirt.
All the scoops.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. Kenny retains, okay. Yeah. Maybe we're going to get a surprise. It might be cool for Andrade to show up.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
We got 10 minutes, by the way.
Okay, we got 10 minutes. Okay, other news. Today is the 25th anniversary of Scott Hall interrupting WC Nitro.
Wow.
And
interesting.
And going, hey, yeah. You know who I am, and you don't know why I'm here. He was actually really there to pick up his rental. That was the whole point. There's a Hertz right next to the stadium. He's like, I don't know where I am, bro. I just saw a ring. Dark Side of the Ring, Collision in Korea. I watched it. What did you think of it?
Loved it.
Yeah, it was really. I've never heard of that event at all, so this was my first introduction to it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really? You had never? Oh, wow.
Never.
Mortifying.
Yeah. Okay, you know what?
Completely mortifying.
The Scott Norton story... I had heard that. That I knew. 100%.
That was the one where he's trying to kill Hawk?
No. That's the Too Cold.
I heard that. Yeah. I heard that. Oh, like, I didn't realize it was there.
The Too Cold. What? Yes.
Which one was Scott Norton?
Sorry. Scott Norton was the one that was calling his wife and said, I need to get out of this shithole country. Yeah. That is 100% a real story, okay?
And I believe that.
That is 100%. The Too Cold Scorpio story about how it went down, I have never heard that version of that story. And I asked somebody that would know, and they said that was complete fabrication on the side of Too Cold Scorpio.
Well, the second...
Oh, that he sharpened the chopsticks and all that?
I think he said a lot, but he didn't really do a lot.
Okay.
Now, I think my initial reaction was just watching it. I said he would never be saying this if Animo and Hawk were still alive.
Yeah,
the
no,
fact that they're both gone and they can't refute it.
Well, I think it was just Animal that was there, right? No, it was Hawk. It was just Hawk. I'm sorry.
How did you get into a fight with Hawk?
Well, you know, he was really banged up, and they said it actually. He was very sick on that trip.
Yeah, because he was taking the medicine for his addiction, which lost all his muscle mass.
Well, he was also on, I think he had he was on antibiotics and all this stuff.
He had a Hep C.
It was for the Hep C.
So he wasn't feeling great, but I'm going to tell you, if Too Cold Scorpio tried to beat the crap or tried to kill, allegedly, Hawk, there was no way he was surviving.
Okay.
There was no way that would be allowed to happen with that locker room there.
They would have just dumped his body in North Korea.
Flair, the story of Flair being freaking terrified, 100% accurate.
I believe that.
That is all real. It's a very strange story. I think it played it very accurately. Mm-hmm. I think based on things that I know, I think it was pretty accurate. Darkseid becoming Warrior.
That's tonight.
Is tonight. I'm very interested to see how they play this. The A&E documentary I watched.
I didn't catch that.
You know what was the most fascinating part? That clip where Vince is like, it's a work. Mm. Like with that apology thing that he had to do. Another apology video, right? Wasn't that the video he was doing to the kid? He was making a video about the kid.
I haven't seen the A&E one yet, so I don't
watch it. It's interesting. It's more about... You know, his daughter's telling a little bit of the story. And it's like, listen, you guys think he was nuts, but he was actually a great father. And
he was a very sweet man.
Like, he was a very sweet man. And you know what? I have a real soft spot for that kind of stuff because I got a daughter. I got a son. So I could understand that, you know, he's a different person. Same thing with the Brian Pillman story, you know?
Like the Brian Pillman one.
The Brian Pillman one was good, too. So I'm interested to see what they do
with this. And I think the Dark Side of the Ring one, it's focusing more from his wife's side from what I saw.
Well, no, she's not in it. She called it smut. She said that's total smut, that video. So I don't...
Oh, wow.
Is she in it and she called it smut, or she's calling it because she assumed what it's going to be?
And unless she got a copy of it and didn't like it and asked for stuff to be changed and they told her to go F herself and now she's trying to clean it up before it comes out.
Well, the problem with these things is that they're shot so far in advance. You know, you never know what's going to be on it. Like Lanny, Leaping Lanny... was like, well, the Macho Man thing is 75% accurate, but there's a glaring 25% that's like not.
Well, a lot of those clips, the A&E one you're talking about.
Yeah.
So the A&E one also takes clips from like years ago.
Right.
And they splice it. So it's not new stuff.
A lot of that stuff I feel like is out of context.
It's his ex-wife that's in it, not his. So this is going to be bad.
Maybe.
I don't know. By the way, those guys, we got to get them on. I got a schedule. Do you want to have them on next week?
Sure.
The guys that did this, because very talented guys. I mean, they've done something unbelievable with this. All right, Q&A time, guys. Submit your questions, because I only see three questions here, and I'm going to wrap it up. So this is your chance. You want to ask me about whatever I've been teasing, this is the moment to do it, all right?
We've got 5 minutes.
All right.
From the grape, Ayaz Akhtar, why isn't Tom Phillips the lead on Raw?
That's a very good question. I think Tom is very talented. Mm-hmm. I actually really like Tom Phillips on commentary. He fits their model. I don't know why.
Didn't he say to some lady he was gonna choke her with his ding dong or something?
Some bizarre stuff on a plane. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I just think it's funny. We got Rated C. What are your thoughts on the Patrick Clark statement, Andrew?
Very bizarre. At one point I started reading it, okay? I read the whole thing. At one point, I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe it was a case of just, it was just he said, she said, right? Like, this is what I'm thinking in my mind. Maybe he didn't really say anything. And then I started reading more. I'm like, oh, no, this guy's bonkers. Hold on. What is that, Rich?
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw it. Oh, well.
But that didn't happen.
What?
That. What I was just pointing at.
It did not happen.
Didn't happen.
It didn't.
What do you mean?
It didn't happen.
They're saying.
Just say it.
No.
All right.
Don't say it. We'll keep it a little bit.
Sorry. All right. So I would say when I read that apology, or not apology, his explanation, I found it to be pretty much what he said was, and it's so, he's like, I'm so dedicated to my character where I crossed the line with underage, with someone that's underage. Oof. With the sexuality of the character came out because I'm so dedicated to it. I mean, can you imagine? Oh, you're dedicated to your character, so you're flirting with teenagers? Mm-hmm. Like, it is flirty. It is flirting. You know what? Sometimes I really hope, like, we're all wrong in this, and it's like a case. It's like, and like, we find out, like, a couple months from now, like, oh, yeah, it wasn't bad. He didn't do it. Like, I always look for the positive, but, like, that's not going to happen here. There's multiple accusations, there's multiple people, there's photo proof, there's audio proof, there's all this stuff. So, listen, man, you know what?
Yeah.
He's a strange guy, and right. Just freaking weird. Weird.
Bizarre.
Weird. Very bizarre.
Another question from the Grape.
Yes.
Ayazakhtar. Do you think it's silly that the TNT title will remain the TNT title when AEW moves to TBS? That's a lot of initials.
So I heard that it is staying the TNT title. I don't know if it will stay the TNT title because the other show's moving to TBS also. So maybe they're going to call it the TBS title eventually. I don't know. For now, it's staying the TNT title.
Brendan Santoro asks, based on TV, it looks like WWE is setting up Roman versus Seth at SummerSlam. Is that still a match being planned for the future? They could always go back to the well with Roman and Seth.
Based on TV, it looks like they're setting up Roman versus Seth at SummerSlam. That would be cool.
But they can always go back to the well with that, you know?
They could always go back to the well. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing Roman versus Seth at SummerSlam.
Roman and Seth could be their modern Shawn and Bret.
I'm tired of seeing it.
You know what?
Or Randy Orton.
Have we
John
seen
Cena?
It a lot? How much? We have seen it a lot.
A few times.
Yeah. I'm over this whole, I'm done with Seth's.
You're done gimmick. With Seth's gimmick?
Yeah. The whole higher, whatever he is.
Levi Tyndall asks, who are going to be the NXT call-ups?
Listen, I think Adam Cole has to leave NXT at this point. They need to shuffle the deck on that main top roster. I think there's not much left for Adam Cole there. He's wrestled. Those guys have all wrestled each other. Mm-hmm. And they're really building up. Their plan is for the next 6 months to really build a new main event picture.
Yeah.
And I know that Isaiah Swerve Scott, you know, he's a name that people are talking about putting him in that position. I don't know if he's strong enough at this point. You know, NXT gained popularity 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah. I mean, these were blockbuster 5-star main events every single night. For these shows, for, you know, I'm talking about like the pay-per-views, you're not really going to get that if you're developing the talent internally as often. So I don't know. I think definitely Adam Cole, though.
You know what I'd like to see?
Yeah.
I would love to see, send him to SmackDown. If once you figure out McAfee's whole situation with if he's going to travel when they start touring again.
Yeah.
And then reignite that feud that they did in NXT and redo the Michael Cole when Michael Cole was the heel. But bring that back. I think McAfee put him in that spot, and he could be a real great heel commentator and start a feud with Adam Cole on SmackDown there.
Balor, I think, is going to be the next call-up because that match from Wednesday, I think, was like his swan song.
Yeah.
You know? Tim Anger, will you come to Minnesota for SmackDown?
No.
You don't like going to Minnesota?
I mean, I don't... was a major pay-per-view, maybe.
I'll tell you what.
I was in Minnesota once.
Okay.
It was minus 30 degrees.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's a little cold out there. I was in the middle of a storm. My flight from Mexico got...
And it was August.
There was no place to land. I had to take a flight to Minnesota, and I got trapped in Minnesota for like 10 hours.
What if we started walking from New York? I carried you on my back the whole way.
I'll do it then.
And we made a stop, and we would just get like Patreon donations documenting our journey as I carry you on the Long Island Expressway.
It's possible.
On my back.
So I didn't put this in, but Tim Anger also said that if WrestleMania is one night and he loses the bet, he'll get a Mattman tattoo.
Oh, don't do a Mattman tattoo.
Do a Mattman tattoo.
Can you do a tattoo of me in like dictator garb? Mm-hmm. Like I want to be what's it, the Ollie G thing?
Yeah,
what was
the dictator.
The dictator. What was his name though?
I forgot.
Aladdin.
Yeah, it was
Prince Aladdin, right?
Aladdin, mother.
Yeah, I want to be Prince Aladdin like that kind of garb, but with yeah. me.
You definitely got the shoes for it.
I do have the shoes for Prince Aladdin.
If I'm around Sunday for the...
look at these. These are my shoes today.
If I'm around Sunday for the watch
I think he with that shirt, he should be wearing those shoes.
He could wear them.
I could.
Let's see. What else? You got to hurry it up.
Let's see. We got a couple more, and then we're gonna be out of here.
Okay.
When are you coming to Minnesota for SmackDown? Balor Club has been asking us the same question. Different iterations of the same question.
He's been in the DMs.
I know.
This guy, Balor Club, dude,
this guy is straight. This guy is straight, just going and dry every single time.
That's fine, man.
Not hey guys, how you doing?
No, I want to know.
Look
no.
Great today, you guys.
SummerSlam.
I love. Listen, I want it. I love watching you guys. It's very all business. Like, all right, Balor Club guys podcast. When can you announce that? Should I give him a voice?
Yeah, give him a voice. Give him a new voice.
Oh, a new voice.
A new one. Oh, one boy. That we haven't used.
Oh, that's
hey guys. It's...
When can you announce the date for SummerSlam?
There you go. In a couple of days.
Okay.
10 p.m. soccer. Is SummerSlam before or after? All I'm going to say right now is that it is not on the date that you think it
it's
is.
It's a date.
It's a date.
It's a mandate.
And it might be in summer.
And
it
it's
might
not on a Tuesday. Let me just put that out.
Rated C.
It's not Apple a Tuesday. Or a Monday.
It could be a Wednesday.
It's not a Wednesday. A That's all I'm saying. All
right.
You got a couple more days left.
Rated C asks, what's your thoughts on the Hit Row? Also, do you see them winning all the gold next year? I like Hit Row. Clearly the breakout is AJ Francis.
Yeah, I think so.
Top dollar.
I don't know. He's interesting. He's very good on the mic.
Big
very
dude.
Good talk. Big dude, yeah.
Big dude, good on the mic. They're training him from the ground up. So I feel like that's going to be somebody's project, you know?
Yeah.
He's not coming in with indie influences.
By the way, Tom Phillips is gone. Tom Phillips has been fired.
Oh,
so,
no.
Like just now?
Yeah.
Did you just break that?
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Sean Ross Sapp over at Fightful just announced it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
he's
gone.
That answers that question.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're Tom Phillips and you've been working your ass off, I'm not saying that this would happen. I would be kind of annoyed that you're going with all these people that aren't really wrestling commentators.
If I was Tom Phillips, I would go to AEW. I would bring him into AEW.
Where the hell are you going to put him? They have 1,800 commentators.
Get a young...
He's going to go... He's going to leave wrestling.
You think so?
Yeah. Any kind of broadcasting job.
He's going to go to the XFL?
Who knows? Maybe. He's good.
Yeah.
He's very talented.
One last question.
Yeah.
From Ronnie H. Does anybody know what's going on with Keith Lee right now?
I don't know, man. You know, I don't know if he's going through something. I don't know if it's a work. I generally don't like digging when it's something personal. I never do that. I never ask. I feel like sometimes you got to keep these things personal. He posted that he needs a little bit more time and he's going to explain. He doesn't owe an explanation to anybody unless this is a work. You know, they're making a storyline. But if you're going through something, don't feel like you need to explain to anybody anything. You know, unless you want to, unless this is how you feel like you have, you know, you feel like you want to do it, and then that's fine. But don't feel like you're forced to do anything.
All I hope is that he doesn't come back and he looks like he's going to have this big heel push. And then out of nowhere, it just ends.
Yeah, I don't know.
That could happen too. I feel it's going to happen.
We got one more question that we kind of skipped over. Is Max Caster going to be way over with the crowd on Sunday?
I don't know. Actually, that's a great point because... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, we're going to find out who's really over.
Yeah. Live crowd, man.
Everybody's going to be hot for everything.
Everybody's going to be super over, dude.
Or some people are just not going to get over. It's going to be very interesting on Sunday.
Three pops of the night. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Cody.
Okay.
Orange Cassidy.
Okay.
Mox.
Ooh, over Kenny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Orange Cassidy's gonna have the pop of the night for some reason. Don't know why.
Would this be the biggest audience that Eddie Kingston has wrestled in front of?
I think so.
Yeah,
only like 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. No, maybe an Impact.
This has to be it, dude. And this probably is more meaningful too.
I'm curious because this guy's been around forever, so maybe in Ring of Honor he wrestled, I don't know. But I'm curious how he gets over.
Yeah.
Because this guy is really great.
Also, you know what? I'm gonna retract what I just said and go. Every single person on that roster on that night is gonna get an insane pop, but I think the levels of insanity are gonna get higher and higher. Sting, Darby Allin.
Oh, dude, Sting's gonna get a
ridiculous pop.
Or whoever, if there's a big reveal, new debut, we'll find out too. You know how that works. All right, guys, let's wrap it up before I get into some more trouble. So that was it. Guys, listen, I'm going to be making some tweets also throughout the week. You can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zarian, BTC Rich. Jonathan, what's your Twitter?
At official risk, R-I-Z-K.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Guys, that's it for this week. We'll be back Sunday, I'm sure, with a lot more news. We'll see you next time.
Later.